can't easily hear if they're miles and miles away from what we're thinking about. So great that you're all here at the front. Now, I want you to put your hands up, particularly boys and girls, but we might want to put our hands up as well, grown-ups. Hands up. I'm surprised you're grumpy, boys and girls. Are you ever grumpy when something is put in front of you, a meal in the evening, and instead of what you like, I don't know, it might be fish fingers and chips, it's baked beans. You ever grumpy about that? No, of course not. I love baked beans. Or maybe you've got to do some homework again. Does anybody ever get grumpy about that? Grumpy about homework? Maybe you were given a Christmas present and you thought it was going to be great, but it didn't quite turn out to be as good as you'd hoped. And so you're a bit grumpy. Anybody ever had a Christmas present that wasn't quite what they'd hoped? I remember that. Well, it's very easy to get grumpy about the gift of God to all people who trust in Jesus, the gift of Jesus Christ himself. It's easy, actually, to become grumpy. It's a gift we were thinking about at Christmas, wasn't it? Baby Jesus born in a manger. Do we remember why he was born in a manger? He was born in a manger to grow up as a man and to die on a cross, to take the punishment for the sins of people like you and me, so that we could be friends with God. And we might think, well, that's a gift that I've heard lots about, and I remember this visual aid, and it's a sort of great gift. But to be truthful, sometimes I get a bit grumpy about coming to church, and I get a bit grumpy about having to go to All Saints Club, and I get a bit grumpy about having to go to Jazz Club, because although I hear about Jesus, I'm just not sure God's gift to me is as good as it's cracked up to be. Anybody ever feel like that? Yes, we all do, don't we? But what we forget is that in the gift of Jesus Christ, as we've been learning in Colossians, there is treasure. There is real treasure. And it's not a kind of, once we've understood a little bit about Jesus and his death and who he is, that's it. We've got all that we need. No. The treasure that is Jesus is amazing treasure for the whole of our lives. From the day we're born to the day we die, we'll never stop learning about the treasure of Jesus. Now, I want 5 volunteers to come out to the front here, please. 5 volunteers, and I want somebody really small all the way through to somebody who's quite big, okay? So, 5 children. Well, we could do this with the adults as well. That would be great. But can I have 5, maybe even more, 5 of you? Yeah, do you want to line up on the front here and see if you can get yourself in height order? So the littlest ones are one end and the tallest ones at another end. Ah, great. So, have a look, those of you who are out there, at the Bible verses that we're looking at, because it says that we've received Jesus as Lord, if we're Christians here this morning. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, so we're to carry on growing in him. Can you see what it says? It says, continue to live in him, to walk in him, to live your life in him. And then it says, to be rooted in Jesus. Now, what that means is that when we're little, we're a bit like a... Do you want to hold that up? Do you want to hold that up and show everybody? When we're little, we're like a little tree, but a tree needs to grow and get bigger roots. It's like we're rooted in Jesus. But we've got to grow in Jesus. We don't just stay like that, do we, to the end of our lives? No, we want to grow. And that's part of the treasure that is Jesus. Each day we can learn about Jesus and we can receive more treasure from him. You may not want to have that, but if you want it, okay, there we go. It's part of the treasure that we know in our lives as we grow in him. We don't stay like little trees. We want to grow into big oaks. Okay, do you want to put that down on the ground? Because there's another picture that Paul gives of growing in Jesus. I wonder if anybody can tell me what this is. We were singing about it earlier on. We don't want to stay like a small one of these, do we? Because how big is God? He's as big as a, bigger than a, what is it?
A skyscraper.
We don't want to stay as a small, tiny little thing. We want to grow into this massive, and that's what we have in Jesus, because Jesus is God. And we have Christ, all the treasures of God, dwelling in us. So each day we can learn about Jesus, and we can come back to church, and we can come back to, you know, we can come back to All Saints Club, and we can come back to Jazz Club and 421 and learn more about Jesus and receive more treasure. Do we want to have another picture? Do you want to put that one down? What's this? What's one of these? I don't know if you've seen one of these yet. I used to use these a long time ago. What are they? They're weights. What do we use weights for? Dropping on our toes. What do we use weights for? Getting stronger. Now, can we see in this passage where it talks about us getting stronger? It says, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. We're to be built up in Jesus. We're to grow in Jesus. We're to be strengthened in the faith as we were taught. So what we heard last year about Jesus is not something to get bored about. It's something to grow in. We're not to move on or go elsewhere than Jesus. We're to grow stronger in Jesus, which is how we receive his treasure. Do you want another one of those? So each time we learn about Jesus, we're not to be grumpy about it. We're to be thankful about it. And that's what it means to be strong in Jesus. If each of us here were strong in Jesus, what would we be, grown-ups, at the end of verse 7? Overflowing with thankfulness. If we've truly understand who Jesus is and what it means to be a Christian, we would be overflowing with thankfulness. So if we're grumpy, as I am, as we all are, we've still got more to learn about the treasures of Jesus. Now, well done, you five. Do you want to put your piece of paper on the floor and take all your treasure back to your seats? But remember what it's about. It's about the Lord Jesus. Well done. Do we give them a round of applause? I know it's really tough, isn't it, receiving sweets? Actually, I shouldn't have sent you back to your seats, because we're now going to sing a song, which I think particularly Jazz Club and Ruth and maybe other Jazz Club leaders are going to help us to sing. So where's Ruth? Do you want to call out anybody who will know this?
Okay, maybe you're wondering what Jazz Club is. Well, it's actually Jesus After School Club, and it happens at Fordham, and it happens at 8 Ash Green. And maybe you're wondering what we do at this club. Well, last term, each week, the children were learning little bits from the Apostles' Creed. So over there is a big